Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to
Well, I suppose that since we are in the middle of campaign season, that we would hear pretty much campaign speeches, not just from Fannie Willis on the witness stand, but also from Prosecutor Letitia James, who gave one of the best campaign speeches I think we've heard in a long time. And I think it does beg the question, if somebody's sitting around saying, hey, how about Governor Letitia? I don't know. But, folks, it's been quite a day, hasn't it, as we head into this early Saturday morning for the weekend edition of the program. And, yes, somebody said out there, too, about Fannie Willis, that she was speaking to her constituents from the witness stand. And I got the exact same feeling today about Letitia James. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition. It is here. It is upon us. We've had another great week of broadcasting here on the program. And here we go into the weekend. And we always have a lot of fun, of course, on the weekend edition of the show. And you might be hearing this at different times during the weekend. So whenever you do hear it, if you want to head over to my home website, of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message anytime throughout the weekend, whenever you're here on the show, and we always take a look at them. We love to hear from you, and also where you're listening from as well. And, of course, if you're with us live here this morning, starting at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, early Saturday morning, you can also give us a call during the program today, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and we already have a great message here from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and still raining. Have a great and safe weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, thank you so much. I wish the same for you as well. We probably will not have a whole lot of rain here in Southern California, maybe until later Sunday, but Monday we understand it might be the biggest day of rain. And, of course, it is President's Day, so a lot of people might even have the day off of work, so maybe they don't have to get out there on the wet roads. But yeah, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. Thanks so much for the message. And I think we'll probably, you know, we've been pretty cold here at night where I am. So I don't think we're at 47, but I'll bet you anything that we're pretty close to it. Well, actually, just taking a look here, 53, so a little bit close, but we're still just a little bit warmer. But it has been down pretty low lately. All right, so once again, folks, welcome to the show. Welcome to the program. We have so much to talk about. All right, we've got Letitia James after this big, this big ruling from the New York judge, because on Friday he ordered Donald Trump to pay $355 million in penalties. He found the former president, quote, lied about his wealth for years in a sweeping civil fraud verdict that pierces his billionaire image but stops short of putting his real estate empire out of business. This from the AP. The judge, of course, the trial was prosecuted by New York Attorney General Letitia James. It goes into punishing Trump, his company, and executives, including his two eldest sons, for scheming to, quote, dupe banks, insurers, and others by inflating his wealth on financial statements. It forces a shakeup of the top of the Trump Organization. In other words, you get the idea, right? We are just going to get Trump. Now, who said she wanted to get Trump? I'll give you one guess. It starts with an L. It's Letitia James. Well, of course she wanted to get Trump. She campaigned on getting Trump. That was the whole point. She went out there and she said, you know, I'm going to go in there every day. I'm going to sue him and I'm going to fight for your rights. And then she said, and I always found this a little crazy to say, and then I'm going to go home. I said, it's like, why would you even have to add that on? I think people are pretty much, they pretty much figure you're going to go home. So why have to go in and actually say that? So, all right, folks, once again, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we do have so many things to talk about. We're going to start here, of course, as we're just talking about with what's happened in New York. Now, obviously, there's going to be an appeal on this, one would think. And it's interesting. Some of these stories are saying, well, this judge, you know, he stopped short. He stopped short of actually, you know, putting the Trump, you know, dissolving the Trump companies and stuff like that. And whereas, you know, I think if he had gone that far, it might have been even a different story. But I think that the way this is going to play, and I will say this briefly here because then we'll go to break. We'll come back. We've got some great audio clips as well. But it, to sort of nutshell this, I think this is going to not play out there in the big world the way that Letitia James and the judge in this case really believe that it might. And I say that because this is going so far against Donald Trump. It's going so far, and as you'll hear from Donald Trump here in a little bit, you know, even using a statute that doesn't seem to really have been used before, this kind of thing. And all of this, especially when you have a prosecutor who campaigned on this, I think throws everything into question. And we had a soundbite on this program not all that long ago from Kevin O'Leary. You know him from Shark Tank. He's known as Mr. Wonderful. We're going to dig that audio clip out and hear what he has to say about the way that real estate companies go in to get loans and how things are evaluated. And just suffice it to say, folks, you know, if you're a big bank and you're going to make a loan to a real estate developer, and at your big bank, you don't have the ability or the wherewithal or the notion to verify anything that people are telling you, especially when it comes to the perceived values of real estate, and you just go out and make a loan. Oh, okay, come on. I can't even begin to believe that. Well, of course they look at everything with a microscope. That's what they do. That's why they're in business. But this, what we're witnessing, this is something entirely different, folks. Welcome to the rough and tumble world of the 2024 campaign season. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We've got a lot more coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Yeah, it is a bleak day for the justice system in the United States to really start to absorb the magnitude of what has been carried out in the New York court regarding Donald Trump. To really absorb that, I think, is really something else. What we are watching here again. This has to do with the election. This has to do with Trump running. This has to do with so much. Because I don't know. I mean, have we had other cases that are like this where they're fined like this or this kind of thing? I mean, I just think it's really, really telling. And as I was mentioning, Letitia James and her speech, which I'd simply refer to as her campaign speech at this point, we'll hear a little bit of here in just a moment. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we race into this weekend edition of the show. It's early Saturday morning, but you might be hearing this at another time during the weekend. You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime over the weekend. All right, well, we've actually got the telephone lines lighting up here. We're going to hear from Letitia James here in just a moment and Donald Trump as well. But let's head over to the telephone line first, and let's say good morning to Mike from Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
It's the Mayor, Kyle. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Mayor Mike. And
all right, so
yeah,
Kyle, couple of observations. So you see what President Trump's going through, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen an indictment report where it said somebody willfully and knowingly kept classified documents unauthorized, but because he's probably a well-meaning old man and he didn't mean to do it, we're not going to go after him. But they're going after Trump. And I got one piece of advice for Fannie Willis while we're at it.
Sure.
Fannie, if you would have sent the big guy his 10%, you wouldn't be in trouble right now. See, that's what happens when you try to, you know, do your thing. You gotta pay the big guy. So 60,000 of that 600,000 should have went directly to the president. And if you would have done it, you wouldn't be in trouble right now. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Mike in Clearwater. I appreciate it. Always great to hear from Mike, of course. We refer to as the honorary mayor of Clearwater. And, good to get the call this morning. Well, that's right. Have I ever heard of, you know, a prosecutor, basically, or special counsel saying, you know, hey, you know, this guy's, he's going to be too much of a kindly old guy, and it's never going to work, so this kind of thing. Well, of course, you know, I mean, that's such a, just right on the money on that. I think both times they're on the money. But yes, this is what we're witnessing, folks, is the kind of thing whereby no matter what you might think of Donald Trump, whatever somebody thinks of Donald Trump, this particular, you know, miscarriage of justice here is really one for the record books. And, of course, this huge fine is also, you know, in the realm of ridiculousness, it would seem. Also, I'm trying to figure out who actually was hurt in any of this, who actually had something done to them. And again, as I was saying, as we were heading out to break, if you're dealing with bank auditors or bank accountants, they're not going to simply sign off on something and say, okay, yeah, that thing's worth X amount. No big deal. We're not even really going to check. We're just going to rely on what Donald Trump told us. That's just not the way that business works. But you know the way that politics works? The way that politics works is you simply denounce somebody, and then you start building that case, and you get people out there to hear what your, quote, side of it is, your narrative, and you carry it on through, especially if you can make it look, quote, legitimate, right, about things. So as promised, let's listen in here. Letitia James came out, and she, to me, it looked like she kind of had a, not a thousand-yard stare, but she was, I think she was trying to like, seize the moment or something. She was trying to be like, I'm giving this amazing oratory, and this is going to be for the ages, and it's going to make a smashing campaign commercial somewhere else down the road, I think. So let's listen into what Letitia James had to say.
No matter how rich, powerful, or politically connected you are, everyone must play by the same rules. We have a responsibility to protect the integrity of the marketplace. And for years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system. Donald Trump may have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, but he perfected the art of the steal. You see how dramatic this is getting? You know, it's like they really do want you to think that they are fighting for you, right? And what are they doing? They're helping to protect democracy. This is why we can railroad somebody like Donald Trump. And we can just, you know, take the, you know, just leave alone, basically, Joe Biden. No problem there, right? All right, so let's continue here with Letitia James.
This long-running fraud was intentional, egregious, illegal. And he did all of this with the help of the other defendants, his two adult sons, and senior executives at the Trump Organization. And so, after 11 weeks of trial, we showed the staggering extent of his fraud and exactly how Donald Trump and the other defendants deceived banks.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Okay. Stop. Okay. I'm telling you, I mean, just, you know, the absolute just dramatic effect of this, you know, and she's probably thinking, who's going to play me in the big movie that will obviously be made at some point. But here's the thing. you know, what you're looking at here is, again, the idea that this is all going to be appealed, and yes, the fines keep accumulating every day that they're not paid and this kind of thing. But, you know, I do think at some point, if it doesn't get reversed at the appellate level or greatly reduced, for example, I think it'll still go all the way to the Supreme Court, perhaps, because this on its face, my friends, this isn't something that normally we would see happening. Now, let's head over real quick, because I want to get this in this segment here. Let's head over real quick, and let's listen in. This is from a few weeks ago, but this is Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, on CNN, talking about this particular, at that time, the allegations and what was being prosecuted. Let's listen in.
Look, some people look at all this and they say, is this what happens in business, what Trump has said he's done or is accused of being done? You've been doing real estate for decades. Does this case strike you as odd?
Well, let's leave out Trump for a minute, and let's leave out politics and just talk about what happens in real estate development anywhere. So if you're a developer and you've got a building on a block anywhere in America and it's worth, let's say, $500 million and you want to build a building right beside it, you go to the bank and say, this building is worth $500 million. I'd like to borrow a construction finance loan against this asset. And I want you to tell me it's worth $500 million too. And the bank negotiates with you and says, well, no, we think it's worth $400 million. And you fight it out. You're always trying to show your assets in the brightest light with the sunshine you could possibly determine for them. You want them to be worth the very most, because you're only going to get a 40 or 50% loan to value, as it's called. Then you borrow that money. In the case of a $500 million asset, maybe you get $250 million, and you build a new building with a construction finance loan. And so that's what this case is all about. And by the way, forget about Trump. Every single real estate developer everywhere on earth does this. They always talk about their asset being worth a lot, and the bank says no. And that's just the way it is. So in this case, what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm not pro or con, or I don't care about the politics, who lost money? Nobody. The bank got paid back the construction finance loan, and a new building was built. And if you're going to sue this case and win, you've got to sue every real estate developer everywhere. This is all they do. This is what they do all day long, every day. So I don't think this thing will ever survive appeal, regardless of what the fine is. This doesn't even make sense. Now, look, I know Trump's got a lot of problems in other indictments and everything else, but this, if you're a real estate developer, you're watching this, you're saying, what is this?
All right. Well, I got to tell you, between Letitia James and Mr. Wonderful, who do you think I'm going to take advice from? Whose perspective am I going to latch on to? Folks, yeah, you get one guess. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Weekend Edition continues.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, as I was going throughout the day today, I kept thinking that Letitia James and the judge there in New York, they may have just, you know, handed Trump a great gift. Insofar as that, you know, people really do think that this is really starting to pile on. Now there's going to be a core out there, I know. Maybe they're watching different networks or stuff like that, I guess. But there's a core out there, I know, that really do think it's just Trump's guilty of everything. It's an all-inclusive guilt of everything. And so, therefore, anything that is said or done about or to Donald Trump is completely justified. You know, just take him down on the legal system. It's all good, right? So there's going to be people who are going to feel like that. And quite frankly, I don't know that you're going to be able to change their minds per se. But I think the vast majority of the rest of the country, even people who are Republicans and registered Democrats across the highways and byways and independents, I think they're going to look at things like this and say, this is going kind of far, because it seems to be so far out in terms of, and especially when you hear Kevin O'Leary, we just heard last segment, every single real estate developer goes through this same process. And the way he describes it is as a process, not a defrauding. You know, my goodness gracious me. By the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 if you're with us here live on Saturday morning for the weekend edition. Or if you're hearing this program throughout the weekend, you're welcome, of course, more than welcome, to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website. And you can send us a direct message anytime throughout the weekend. We always love to get those. And so as I was just saying, Yeah, well, you'd have to sue every single real estate developer, evidently. And every single, would that mean every single real estate firm or developer, investor, or REIT or whatever would have to then be excised from the state of New York or the city of New York? They can't run their businesses anymore? This kind of stuff? Of course not. Of course not. And it's absolutely mind-boggling. But this, you know, the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. Well, this is, we've got a whole lot of pudding right here. it's just a boatload of pudding, and there's a lot of proof in that. And it's really something. I do think that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say this is going over the top. Now, when you put this together with what's happened with the documents issue having to do with the Robert Hur special counsel report, and then the documents issue having to do with Donald Trump and the raid on Mar-a-Lago and this kind of thing, I think it's also going to begin to resonate with people that, wait a minute, there is a two-track system. Something else is wrong here. The idea, is just as Letitia James had said, she was going to get Trump, basically. And at this, as of today, right, then she has, quote, gotten Trump. But I just don't know for how long. I just don't know for how long, because on its face, this doesn't seem to be something that that could stand up under scrutiny. Yes, they have done this thing, but I just don't know that it will stand up under scrutiny, either legal scrutiny or scrutiny within the court of public opinion. Let's go back and let's hear a little bit more of Letitia James. I can't get over it, but let's listen in.
Insurance companies and other financial institutions for their own personal gain. We proved just how much Donald Trump, his family, and his company unjustly benefited from his fraud. Today, the court once again ruled in our favor, and in favor of every hard-working American who plays by the rules.
There you go.
Donald Trump and the other defendants...
Okay, stop right there. She just said something that kind of gets my gander up, I guess, as they say it. For every hard-working American who plays by the rules, you know, it's a little rich, isn't it? Playing by the rules. Well, when you have the ability to just jumble up the rules or make the rules be what you want them to be in order to carry out the idea that there's a lot of people out there across the country who want to vote for Donald Trump. And so you've decided that your new rules are that they just can't. So whether you're the state Supreme Court in Colorado, whether you're a Secretary of State in another state, you just decide, guess what? You can't vote for Trump because we say so, because we know better. And this speech from Letitia James, I'm telling you, I was watching it earlier when it occurred. And my thought was continually, this is, all you need is that big cinematic music behind it. All you need is, Letitia James is fighting for our democracy by vanquishing, not just the evil Donald Trump, but evidently the evil everybody who's even possibly associated with him. This is far-reaching, evidently. And, I know. No, we are analyzing this. Absolutely we are. But we're also pointing out some of the absurdity factor of it as well. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgam and Bob. I'd like to chime in this morning. Good morning, Backgam and Bob.
Yes, sir. Also, just reading where an article on, I guess it was Fox News, said New York fine will figure to trigger business exit to Florida.
Really? Okay. Well, I don't doubt that. And why not? Because if you're doing business in New York, then you're fair game now. Guess what? Yeah.
Yeah. It was stated New York's becoming like a banana republic almost, you know? Yeah. And did you hear about the BPB?
What was that?
The BPB.
Okay, no, tell me about
it. The FBI has a sub-department, you know?
Yeah.
The DOJ? The BPB, it's called the Biden Protection Bureau.
I think you're right. I mean, see, this goes exactly what we're talking about this morning. This is going to play out there across the country as being something that's so far off that it doesn't seem, it doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right, it doesn't smell right.
Well, I think that we're going to see a big swing in this country back to the center come the elections and stuff. Because just like I said, the other night I was mentioning out in California, there are places out there that want to get, you know, refund the police and all and get everything back and things. Because now they're seeing the results of what they've done in these other people. And just like, in fact, I was reading on, I guess it was Fox, it says there's a professor that, studied the, police shooting of blacks and stuff and said there was no prejudice at all. In fact, it was less on the blacks than it was on the whites.
Yeah, I saw the headlines on that. So no, you're right. When you drive things with facts, that collides with political agendas. And so I'm not surprised.
Anyway, one of the cases that Trump faces, it looks like this New York thing is going to disintegrate on him, and it looks like the thing down in Atlanta is falling apart. Does he face any other serious cases, or do you think all these other cases that are brought against him are going to fall apart?
Well, I think you never know when you get into court. You never know. Just like with this, I mean, a $335 million fine doesn't even begin to approximate what a fine would look like if this was an actual case of fraud, if there were actual damages in a case like this. So, you know, because we've seen so much, political charge in this, you know, again, I think it's just people are going to say to themselves, yep, they're going after Trump, and they're only doing it because he's running for president, and Trump is exactly right when he says that.
I think Dershowitz was saying on Fox News, he was saying that when there is damages, in which in this case there is zero damages, of zero is normally 3-1. In other words, the punishment plus the thing is normally assessed about 3-1 in damages versus a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the norm is. In other words, there's been $1 billion, it's been three million, but this is actual damages, you know.
Right, right. And so at this point, why didn't the judge just say, I order you to pay $1 billion? You know, what sky's the limit? You know, we're just making this stuff up as we go along anyway at this point. That's what
I'm surprised. But this, the judges like this, there ought to be not a disbarment. In other words, that judge should obviously be taken off the bench.
Well, if it can be shown that he acted improperly or did not, which, you know, in so many ways, you know, he seemed to be on a witch hunt here. Yeah, I think there's ways of bringing that to life.
Let me ask you a question. When the judge says, I'm judging you guilty before the trial even begins, now that might be just a little bit improper.
No kidding. Yeah, well, the jury won't do this. All right, stay right. Actually, we'll talk to you again real soon back, Em and Bob. We're heading out to the break. Take care.
All right,
back, Em and Bob. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this weekend edition of the program. And I think we're fired up this morning. I really do, because we are witnessing a very, very, well, to say the least, interesting, but it is very damaging, I think, to our legal system and certainly this whole case. And again, well, as we were hearing from Letitia James, it's not just Donald Trump, but it's the evil family. It's the evil everybody. And Letitia James is standing there as, you know, the stalwart, defender of democracy, I guess, stuff like that. But it's all part of an agenda. And people realize that. And to backgammon and Bob's question as we were heading out to break, there's a couple of different things going on with this. Why isn't there a trial? Well, some are saying that the Trump people could have really pushed and requested a jury. But in some cases, the Trump people have actually said that because of the way this thing was filed and the way that it was brought about, it did not allow for a jury. So, again, either way, I think that even if they had a jury in this, we might be looking at a very similar outcome, basically. But again, I think it's the overall large fine that was put on, the banning Donald Trump and his family from running the business for 3 years and 2 years, respectively. I just think it's people see it as being overkill, and they just are kind of done with it. They're just done with it, I think. And so whether or not Trump is able to make a lot of hay out of this, we will see. But certainly, as this goes on appeal, it's definitely going to become a much larger impact, I think, to a lot of people out there as they watch this and they say to themselves, that could be me. And I appreciate what Backgammon and Bob said earlier, too, about the idea that you've got businesses that are going to start to say, hey, maybe we don't belong in New York at this point, because what happens if they decide to come after us, just like Kevin O'Leary said? Well, you'd have to sue every single real estate developer in the history of the world, basically. That's what I think. All right, well, it's time now to play our song for the first song of the morning here as we head into this this part of the program this morning, a little before the top of the hour. And thanks to Jim, listening on AM 860, he sent me a message earlier today on KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way, and he says, hi, Kyle, I submit Eastbound and Down for a song to play. He says, FYI, getting Coors beer out east was a big deal since it wasn't distributed on the East Coast in the 70s. Well, that, I appreciate that very much. That's right. And of course, in that great movie, which was, if you could say something is a perfect movie, this is one of them. Smokey and the Bandit, but the late, great Jerry Reed. This is from Pop Goes the Country, live version, 1978. One of my favorite versions of this song. Let's start it up. Eastbound and Down. Welcome back to the program. Thank you, Jim, listening on 860 this morning or earlier, and hopefully this morning. But thanks for the message earlier. Eastbound and Down, one of our absolute favorites here on this program, bar none, and I'll tell you that. All right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We'll take a quick look here at the weather before we climb up to the top of the hour as we head through this weekend program. I can't believe hour number one's almost already done. I really don't. But this from the National Weather Service, heavy to excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding possible across most of coastal California. And again, this is going to be between Saturday and Monday, basically. Heavy rainfall likely over much of Florida Peninsula this weekend. So our good friends in Florida, You might have to batten down the hatches there. Warming trend ensues across midsection of the country this weekend. So an upper-level disturbance will bring heavy rain to the coasts of northern and central California. A slight risk of excessive rainfall leading to flash flooding is in effect between Humboldt and Sonoma counties, where some instability could promote isolated thunderstorm activity. Pacific moisture responsible for this heavy precipitation will flow into the Trinity and Shasta Mountains of Northern California, as well as the Sierra Nevada today. Between 6 to 12 inches of snow are expected for the Sierra, while 1 to 3 feet are likely for the Trinity base, for the Trinity and Shasta Mountains. On Sunday, the previous upper-level energy will propagate into the Intermountain West and Northern Rockies, where it'll generate showers for those areas with a more potent closed low system, moves closer to the west coast. Meanwhile, rain and thunderstorms will develop over the Florida Peninsula today, on Saturday, along a cold front moving southeast across the state. The front will stall over central Florida on Sunday, and in an area of low pressure is forecast to develop just off the state's east coast. This surface wave will focus heavy rain and thunderstorms across the peninsula that day. Cool air will spread across the southeastern U.S., and tomorrow behind the synoptic cold front mentioned above. Milder temperatures build over the Great Plains and Midwest into next week. Lake effect snow likely downwind of the Great Lakes this weekend. So you definitely want to be careful out there. Of course, always check your local listings, and certainly for our friends in Florida, if you've got this kind of rain that may sit in, be careful. And you know, if you got to go get the stuff at the grocery store first and all that, maybe don't have to go out in that kind of rain. But again, Monday is going to be a holiday anyway, so here in Southern California, we might be starting to get another one of those atmospheric rivers, as they call them. And at that point, you know, I hear this on the local news, and I think, well, atmospheric river, okay, great. And I don't tune out at that point. You know, like, I do keep listening, but I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear atmospheric river because it does cause a lot of problems. And but we've had several days now of not having that here. So hopefully the ground will be able to take that, and the water will run off just as it should. But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, when we get that kind of storm in the L.A. Basin, there's all kinds of swift water rescues, all kinds of things that start happening. And you get the requisite reports of people who decided they were going to drive through the water. The road was washing out, and they decided to, well, maybe I can make it and just go down through this water. And that's wherever you are in the country. If the road is, you can't see the road, and the road looks like it's washed out in a huge lake covering the road, we'll turn around and go back the other way. Just it's always better to do that. You don't want to get caught in that because obviously somebody might have to come out and rescue you, and you don't want to have to go through that. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to hear the top of the hour news, get updated on everything, and then come back and talk about everything. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition continues. Stay right there, because we are coming right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.